This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up with Drink and Toast, the shot of the day is on the way. The return of Ted versus the FCC and our question. When did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Lorna. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Yes.
Hola.
I have a goodie.
All right.
When I was all of 19 years old, I'm sitting with the man I am absolutely heart, soul, and love to the end, telling me he loves me too. Guess what? You're going to be a dad. He left skid marks in the driveway, but he wasn't driving a car.
Damn.
Oh, really? Pooped himself?
How long did this...
If that was it, I could have laughed.
How long after you told him that he's going to be a dad did he disappear?
About 30 seconds.
Okay.
And he literally just left.
He got up and hauled ass.
Have you ever seen him since?
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't talked to him. She's talked to him. She has given me 5 grandchildren that he's missing out on. But, you know, it's like one of those, I love you. I'll be with you my entire life. I'm in heart, soul. You know, entity in love. And where'd you go?
Okay, all right. So where did he move? Let me guess, Laura, he moved to Florida.
No, actually, is north, much north.
Alaska.
Canada.
You can hide in Florida, too. If you look in the corners of the...
No, he's from north.
Yeah, you look in the corners of the...
He's established, he's got kids, he's married, all yada, yada, yada. But it's like, you know, I did not see it coming.
Yeah.
Blindsided me.
Okay.
Yeah, I think if you knew that was coming, you'd have waited to tell him.
All
right. That was a dude, right?
No.
Who just called?
All right, I was very confused.
The person who was just on the phone.
Really?
That was a woman.
You thought that was a dude?
The whole time.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
How did you come up with that?
Even when they said, I told him you're going to be a dad, he rolled out. Like, that was not a signal to you that maybe this is a woman.
Well, then he said...
She
gave me 5 grandchildren. So I figured maybe
Their daughter.
They had like a...
Their daughter together.
All right, you're right. I missed the connection there. I thought maybe they had a surrogate.
You went through this entire phone call thinking that was a dude.
A surrogate.
Right, so then at the end when he said,
it's a woman.
Said, Lorna.
Dude, fair to say you did not see that coming.
Right. And then said that he married a woman and has a baby of his own. I was like... Man, even switch teams.
This is we gotta rewatch that movie. We gotta play that thing back.
I don't understand. From what point did you think it was a dude?
That's why I was like, that is a man.
Like everything in that conversation.
Hey, modern science.
Hey, man. All right.
Okay. When did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming? 844-999-0.
About 15 seconds ago.
That makes that story even crazier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your version is much more interesting. Hello, Jessica. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
This is a woman, Ted.
I am definitely, I promise you, I'm a woman.
Okay.
Okay, so there I was. I was at Steel Creek in Tacoma, that bar. And I was with some friends. We were having some drinks. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to ride the mechanical bull. Okay, that was fun. And then later on, this guy's like, hey, you want to dance? And I was like, sure. So we're dancing, and I'm kind of tipsy, and I'm not paying attention. And he hits my head, and I get a bloody nose. And then I shake it off, and then he's like, want to dance more? And I said, sure. And so we're doing all kinds of flips and swings and stuff like that, and I had this immediate, like, sharp pain on my side. Went to the ER and found out that I had a fractured rib.
Jesus.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. Hey, man, that line dancing is, it's... some serious stuff.
I'm guessing you drink pretty heavy a lot.
Are these like hip swings you guys are doing and crap like that?
He had me over his shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, you're at that level of you could hurt somebody, especially if you've been drinking. Well, and then you mentioned the mechanical bull. Like, I think that, you know.
I think that's the beginning of the end of your night. Mm-hmm. That's my thought in general, the mechanical. Although, I've never been on one.
I haven't either. It's always impressive, though, when you go to those places and you realize.
It's mainly for ladies.
With a mechanical bull?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man.
No, it's for anybody who wants to try.
I mean, I get back in the day, Roadhouse was about dudes. But I feel like
cinematic classic.
Like, if you want to see it in gelatin or whatever. I mean, but, like, the idea of the mechanical bull was to help train the guys who are in the PBR
tour. No, you're right, but I just think about, like, ladies sitting on it.
Ladies sitting on it.
I don't think about, like, guys doing it. You know,
yeah, I picture the same thing. But, yeah. It's always in slow-mo.
Yeah, right.
Let's go down to Gilly's and check out some hop Gilly's. In on, you know, the Gilly.
Let's grab our mesh shirts and wear them.
By the way, Ted, just it might make you feel a little better. A lot of comments are coming in saying, hey, Ted, look, man, I thought it was a guy, too.
Aaron said it was a dude.
All right.
I thought it was a guy the whole time, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't know that was a chick. Yeah, so apparently you were not alone in that. I don't know how that happened. Warren Wuppert said that froggy-ass voice.
Well, you guys were so cool about it, too. Like, I'm pregnant. Then there was skid marks. And I'm like, I missed something. Like, how do you guys know more lingo than I do?
So, like, pregnant doesn't mean actually carrying
a child. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was confusing until the other gay man got married in Alaska to a woman.
Okay.
Right?
That would all make sense.
I was like, what is going on here?
Oh. Hello, Dalton. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So about a year and a half ago, I went out riding some dirt bikes out in the woods right by my house, getting ready for a race called the Odessa 100. I'm sure you guys have probably heard of it.
Not me.
How much do we get if we've heard of it? How much can we win?
I ain't giving you nothing.
Okay. Well, none of us have heard of it, so you didn't have to give us
out there by myself, which was the first mistake. Went down and hung out at the river a little bit, just kind of getting out exploring. And I threw on some corn and... was just in the mood to haul some ass. So I was on my way back into the timber, and next thing I know, I was fourth gear wide open, and I saw a log buried in the sand. And next thing I know, I was flying in the air, landed in an embankment, and blew my elbow up, and I was stranded pretty much.
And so, how long is it going to take for anybody to come and know you're there?
Well, good thing I had my phone on me. If not, I would have been completely screwed.
Yeah, but when you're in the middle of nowhere, you're like, look, I crashed. I'm near a tree. You know, like, is there any I think identifiable, or are they just going on your GPS on your phone?
No, I called my buddy that I've ridden down there with before, and I was like, yo, I'm in that spot that you and I have freaking ridden down. And
the place with the buried log?
Like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so he came down and got me on my girlfriend's quad, and... next thing I know, I was in the hospital, and then I had ended up having a broken in half elbow, and ooh, all my ligaments and tendons surrounding my elbow were completely shredded in half.
How long does it take to recover from that?
Well, I had a 3-hour surgery to fix it, and I was in a brace, and I was out of work for just over 6 months.
Damn. Right elbow or left elbow?
My right elbow.
Did you learn to be a little bit more ambidextrous, brushing teeth, masturbating, all the important things, eating?
Yes, actually.
I like that eating is third on the list.
I was trying to through the order of importance. What was the hardest thing, no pun intended, for you to try to pull off there? No pun intended.
Tying your shoes is my guess.
Tying the shoes is definitely a hard one. The old lady there to do the pull off for me, so I didn't really have to worry about that.
Okay. Did you go Velcro? I think I would have gone Velcro. Could I have the excuse?
You started like,
it?
I'm getting Vans.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, tying a shoe.
Doing some slip-ons here.
Do you remember what song from Korn was playing when you hit the load?
It was Hater.
Okay. All right, okay.
So if you hear that song now, I'm assuming you instantly think back to that?
Oh, dude, every time. As soon as I hear that opening freaking riff, I think of it.
And you
I'm
still...
like, oh, man.
Do you still go down there and do that?
I've only been down there twice since that happened, and every time I go down there, I see that log, and I'm like, oh, dude, I don't even want to be in this area at all.
Yeah.
It was a pretty life-changing moment for me, because, I mean, I was 21 years old, and I had that happen, and went out of work, and I was like, dude, if I didn't have anything in my savings account, I'd be screwed trying to pay bills and all that kind
sure.
of
stuff. And not only that, so but when, like, see, that's why I listen to John Tesh.
But when you're healthy, you always take for granted that you're healthy.
Well, sure.
Because when you break something or whatever, and you're on crutches or whatever the situation is where you're having to deal with the recovery from a surgery or whatever, you're just like, gotta take for granted when it's just normal.
And you, know,
and you really do.
But nature designed you that way. Nature wants you to take being healthy for granted. Therefore, you can really learn safety better, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, unless you're like stoned. You're not going to sit at home and be like, it's awesome. I could breathe air without no problem.
I'm glad I didn't die in my sleep last night.
Right.
You know, it's just
that's right. That's what I'm saying. Every year, you get that cold, your throat hurts. I wish I could swallow.
Oh, my God. I'll never like that.
I had a deviated septum. And when they straightened it, they put the splint up in there, right? So I had this surgery, which was just a pain in the ass. But they basically went in there and put a splint on each side of my nose so that air would pass through.
Mm-hmm.
So finally they go back up in there after it's been in there for 3 or 4 days maybe and pull this huge thing out of my nose. And then I remembered, like, for the first time ever, I could feel air
actually going
through that nostril. And it was so clean and crisp. And it was like, it was virgin. It was a virgin nostril
right.
that touched air for the first time. And it was so refreshing. And it was like, oh my God, like I never knew what it was like.
And then I smelled what was stuck to the splint right. and
Jesus
vomited.
Jesus Christ.
What did that splint look like when they took it out?
Oh, it's huge. Because look how freaking big my nose is.
Why didn't you take that opportunity to get some of that taken away? Like, fellas, look, if you're working on my nose, right?
That wasn't the goal. You know, the goal was just to get the damn thing to work.
I can't believe you weren't getting air in there.
I know. It's what I'm saying.
Like, there's a lot. Like, it's like I have big nostrils. It's like you have a big ass
nose. It's like
nose.
Having. It's like, you know what it is? It's like being a shower and not a grower, but not being able to do anything with it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know?
You're like, purely a shower.
Just a shower. But nothing. That's all but it doesn't work.
It looks cool.
But it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it's like this car is awesome, but it doesn't have a battery in it.
Right, exactly. we can't go anywhere. Sorry. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio.
I'm Sandra. And I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Get those bad jokes to us. Email the bad jokes to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. First time, though, for a few emails in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. Let's jump right into the birthdays if we could. Ola Bacholos, could I get a happy birthday for my best buddy Justin, pronounced Shaggy. He would love an uh-oh lookout, followed by a Leroy Jenkins and an owl hitting the window. Thanks, guys. That from Josh.
Uh-oh lookout.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Guys, wondering if you could get some dirty Germans for Killjoy the Clown on his wonderful birthday today. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Killjoy, happy birthday for your birthday. I want you to pop my two black balloons.
Yeah, Killjoy, happy birthday. I love performing with you. Now let me squeeze that big red nose.
But not the one on your face.
Bacholos, I'd like to get a birthday shout out for my beautiful wife, Sophie, who is beginning the last year of her 20s. She hates turtle sex, so since she is Mexican, can she get the dirty Germans talking about tacos? Thanks, guys. That from Andrew.
Yeah, clearly your husband has a hidden message here when he brings up tacos.
Yep, I love tacos, man. I like to eat them, I like to suck on them. Sometimes I just like the smell of the taco.
Yeah, but the question is it hard shell or soft shell?
Either way, it seems corn-based.
Guys, today is my boyfriend Noel's birthday. He's been a longtime listener. I would really appreciate it if you guys could talk all over yourselves about the subject being cake. Thanks, guys. That from Angela.
Well, I'm just going to go out on a limb and assume that you're talking about the band.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to go ahead and go through.
I can tell you right now, the biggest problem I have with the band is the
Slayer's
Baltimore. Music's bad.
Arcade of Generosity.
Like this,
that's the one with Comanche on it and Rock and Roll T-shirt.
Jolene. I'm thinking about cake.
Yeah, but get the first one.
But you can eat either one.
Motorcade of Generosity. It's my friend Brandon's birthday today, so could you guys wish him a happy birthday and get him some dirty Germans, please?
Yeah, if you get tired on your birthday, I want you to yawn between my legs.
Yeah, you know when you yawn, a ghost puts in something every time.
Hello, guys. Trying to maybe get somebody to announce my husband's birthday on the men's room. So can someone announce my husband's birthday on the men's room? It says his name is Mike Hedgecock. Thank you for your time. This from Carrie Hedgecock. Could we please announce Mike Hedgecock's birthday?
It's Mike Hedgecock's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Yeah, Hedgecock. Whatever, man. Hedgecock.
Happy birthday, fella.
Hedgerock, Hedgecock.
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 Bitches, it's my wife's 41st trip around the sun. Thanks to her, I was able to stay out the brig and retire.
Cool.
Can I get a, your penis is too small, and I cut that bitch off. Love the show and listen every day from Fergus Falls, Minnesota.
Cut that bitch off. Next call.
That's from Gus. I am right. MN is Minnesota, correct?
I think so.
Yeah, I was, the M's are tough because there's Montana. And
Montana's what? MT.
MT. Yeah. Okay, so MN. Yeah, Fergus M-O's Falls, Minnesota. Right, thank you, Gus.
What was the name of that town?
Fergus Falls.
It's either really nice or really ghetto.
Fergus Falls.
It depends if it's a building or a town.
Right. Guys, it's my boyfriend Tyrell's birthday. He is the sexiest man I could ever ask for. Can he get the dirty Germans talking about something long and hard? Love you guys. Thank you for keeping me sane. That from Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea wants to talk about something long and hard. Geometry.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. The longest, hardest thing I've ever seen in my life was clearly the SAT.
Yeah, my penis is more inches than his score.
Yeah, don't believe the hype. You can't skip a bunch of questions and get a decent score, folks. I have zero college credits.
Yeah. Skip a few questions.
I didn't take the class.
Who
I
told
heard
you?
Somewhere you would lose less points if you skip a question.
So I was sitting there waiting.
That makes sense.
Don't
even
try. I've never
heard
this story, but I went to community college and the girl goes, "Damatha, what are you doing here?" And the next line is my SAT score. And she goes, "Oh, baby, that's what you're doing here."
Oh, damn.
Woo, zap.
Wow. That's, yeah. Way to sugarcoat it. God damn.
Bitcholas, I want to give a shout out to Lamont Slack, the best dad out there. Can I get some turtle wax and the dirty Germans talking about dairy life from his oldest son, Nathan?
That's fun.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Yeah, the best thing about the dairy life is milking. Pull our nipples until they excrete.
Yeah, I mean, dairy life is a lot like sex life. There's some nipples involved in a bucket of white stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is normal Friday night in Germany.
They are quite similar, dairy life and sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, lot, guys!
It's depending on the beverage, a lot of cows.
I like the yeah. Slack. I just like the Slack family. Dude.
Mm. Yeah, I let you take off your slacks.
Slacks.
Guys, Colton here. It's my mom Tracy's 48th birthday today. If you could, please give her a suck it up cupcake and some very dirty Germans. Thanks, you guys rock. Best show in the world.
World. World.
So,
world.
Suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, tonight you will be my chicken. I'm a breast and thigh man.
Yeah, Colton, I hate to tell you this, but we all know it was your mom's birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, honey.
Yeah. Adi.
Good afternoon, guys. It's my husband Don's 49th trip around the sun. If we could, give an original fish sandwich and Wobbin talking dirty to him in German. Pretty much say anything. Both listen to you guys every day, and that would make the commute home a little easier. Thanks, guys. Much appreciated. That from Crystal.
Fish sandwich.
Ja, fröhlichen Geburtstag. Du kannst ein bisschen Schlagsahne auf meinen Kuchen schmeißen.
Ooh, the Kuchen schmeißen.
Your Kuchen schmeier?
That's what I heard. Her Kuchen schmeier.
Kuchen schmeier. Throwing it out there for anybody.
Yeah, it's not Kuchen schmeier. I've had it many long time.
I am not a doctor, so I'm not quite sure what the Kuchen schmeier is.
And since I lost one of my sprockets.
Hello, Chellos. Today is my best friend's 50th birthday, Sherry, a.k.a. Hooker, a.k.a. Balloons. Thrill, would you please do dirty talk in your smooth, sexy black voice and a little Aussie Ted? Thanks, guys. Rock on and rock out. That from Sherry and your girl, Wendy.
Yeah, baby. I don't know much about why they call you Balloons, but I'm going to go ahead and get a mouthful of them jubblies. Tie some balloon animals.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. I guess you really like this. Not my normal sexy white voice, eh?
What about the accent, brother?
Gotta do an accent to make her happy. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
A couple more before we get to Ted versus the FCC that I thought were important to read. Here's one. Subject is thank you. I've been working split shifts for a long time, and the only thing that got me through it was to listen to your program. I now have a normal shift, but unfortunately, I don't listen to you guys as much anymore this last month because of focusing my attention on getting ass. Thank you, guys. You've been an inspiration for the 7 years I've been here. That from Leo. Who is not listening to this. Leo right now is working on focusing his attention on getting some ass.
You know, Godspeed, man.
Yeah, fair.
Godspeed.
Go get it, man.
Subject, driving with one eye. Olavicholas. The other day, Miles asked the question about if you can drive if you only have one eye. Well, at least in the state of Maryland, the answer is yes. I've been driving for over 32 years, and I'm blind in one eye, and probably still drive better than anyone here. Now, granted, I'm blind in my right eye, and in the U.S., we sit on the left side of the car, so all of my peripheral vision is on the left. So it's not too difficult. I would imagine if I
I'll take an Uber.
If I ever went to a place where you have to drive on the right side of the car, left side of the road, I would probably have a problem. I can see the driver's side and regular windshield rear view mirrors when driving, but do have to turn my head a little to view the passenger side rear view mirror. I can't see the passenger sitting next to me. Also, I cannot drive large or commercial vehicles. You need binocular vision for that. Keep in mind, too, that I was born blind in one eye, so it's all I've ever known and how I've always viewed the world. It would be much more of a bigger adjustment for someone who used to see out of two and lost vision in one eye. Keep up the great work. Miss you, but still listen every day from your longest listener, still one-eyed Greg, in lovely Reisterstown, Maryland.
What about, Greg? I have a question for you as far as that goes. That makes sense. But what about, like, when movies come out in IMAX or 3D? If you don't have both eyes...
Right there in the name.
Is it out?
IMAX.
Yeah. I mean, but...
Because if you can't use your maximum eye, what's the difference?
I always thought his nickname, One Eye, was just a penis joke.
And I'm not kidding. Originally,
I had no idea he was blind.
I did. Originally, I did. About years ago, in Baltimore, that's what I thought it was. And then you realize, like, I think it's one email. We're talking about some medical stuff. He's like, dude, I'm missing an eye. And I think we all had this epiphany, like, this was not a penis joke. Clearly, we are immature. The guy has one eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We overthought it.
And one more. Guys, I know I say this every time I write in, but I'm on the other side of some seriously essay times. The men's room gave me the needed distraction and topical conversations I need. My wife, Ellen, and I, we listened to your show. She wrote in for a birthday request and also appreciate you guys giving her some dirty German advice. Thanks for that. In all honesty, made my day. I now work 7 days a week and raise ostriches and run a small zoo that will be seen on Ozzy's new show, as well as another new show that will air soon. I started in my day literally an S, and I'm happier than I've ever been. Just remember to remind people there's always an after to whatever you're going through now. Also have an amazing wife. Christmas gift was Men's Room Original Sausage mailed to El Paso, Texas, where we lived at the time.
You guys are something I can point to as something positive, something I enjoyed when I wasn't, when life was dark. And Essie, thank you. I'm truly helpful. Happy for all your success and hope it continues. If I ever make it back into town, hopefully not for another Green Beret funeral, I will definitely take you guys up on that beer. Drink some weed on me, all you can handle. That for our buddy.
You know, if you want to say thank you, send us an ostrich egg.
Yeah. Here's my question, man.
A massive omelet.
I am glad that you survived the dark times, and I'm glad that we could help you get through it. But it's odd to me that the thing where you found happiness is raising ostriches.
They're fast.
You know what
They're
I'm large. Just like, wait, what? I don't know. Maybe I should
It takes your mind off things when you got to take care of ostriches.
Don't you understand the ostrich lifestyle?
Man, I just don't.
Maybe talk to Ozzie Ted here. He knows all about
it. But I'm serious. Those eggs are massive. I want one.
Are there ostriches in Australia? I don't think so. Maybe it's just Africa. I don't know.
Yeah, well, ostriches in Australia, right?
Do they have them? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it emus, ostrich? I don't know. I really don't know the difference. All right, I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Shiro is City Sushi's chef, sushi chef. The chef, sushi chef of City Sushi, shears city salmon for City Sushi's City Sashimi.
Three times fast.
Shiro is City Sushi's chef, sushi chef. The chef, sushi chef of sushi shears.
That was a quickie.
We'll try it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, so tired. Oh, man. Long night there, Elsa. Long night of coming up with rhymes and riddles for Ted versus the FCC. Man, oh, man, we're probably up to 3 or 4 in the morning.
And I want to apologize, man. The guy told me that it was meth. I did not know that it was just broken glass.
Man, that's...
It explains the nosebleeds.
It really does.
All night.
Really does. But lo and behold, we come in, and our head writer, Sir Jolly Joe, left us right there on the desk a Ted versus the FCC, which was a good thing, because for the first time in a long time, we did not have any listener Ted versus the FCC submission. So it's a good thing that Jolly Joe was working late last night. And so now we get one of his submissions. And this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Shy City Shelley sells city seashells by the city seashore and the short city sushi shop. What's the deal with that cute Kent cut? The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through and then three times fast.
You got this.
Yeah, yeah. Shy City Shelley sells city shells by the city seashore and the short city sushi shop. What's the deal with the cute Kent cut?
Three times fast.
Shy City Shelley sells city she sells by the seashore and the short city sushi shop. What's the deal with the cute Kent cut?
One.
Shy City Shelley sells seashells by the city seashore and the short city sushi shop. What's the deal with that cute Kent cut?
Two!
Shy City Shelley sells seashells by the city seashore and the short city sushi shop. What's the deal with those cute Kent cuts? All I do is win, no matter what.
Big win in Ted versus the FCC.
All right, bitches, get those bad jokes ready to go. 844-999. Only you can send us bad jokes via the email at themensroom@mensroomlive.com. We will take a break. Bad jokes coming up next. You are listening to The Men's.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Zoom Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we will drink and toast with the shot of the day. First time for your bad jokes, 844-999-OLAV.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So, how do you catch a unique cat?
How do you catch a unique cat?
Unique up on him.
Hello, Steven. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola.
Hola.
What was the bingo caller's last words?
What was whose?
The bingo caller's last
bingo
words.
Bingo caller.
I don't know. What were they?
I think I'm having a heart attack.
What did the Buddha say to the hot dog vendor?
What?
Make me one with everything.
Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I asked my wife if I was the only one she's been with. She said, yes, the others were at least 7 or 8.
Damn. Hello, Mark. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola.
Hola.
What did Ernie say when Bert offered him some ice cream?
What did Ernie say when Bert offered him some ice cream?
Sure, Bert.
What do clouds wear under their shorts?
What do clouds wear under their shorts?
Thunderpants.
Oh,
what do you call dental x-rays?
What do you call dental x-rays?
Toothpicks.
A man goes to the doctor and told that he has only 6 months to live. The man says he can't afford the bill. The doctor gave him another 6 months.
What did the frog do when his car broke down?
What did the frog do when his car broke down?
It was towed.
What's long and hard on a black man?
What is long and hard on a black man?
The third grade. Steve and I laughed.
Jesus Christ. I thought it was going that route.
What's the difference between a burger, and a shooting star?
What's the difference between a burger and a shooting star?
Yes.
What?
One is very meaty. The other is a little meatier.
What is an astronaut's favorite meal?
What is an astronaut's favorite meal?
Lunch. Lunch. Yeah. Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, what's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
One's really heavy, the other's a little lighter.
I enjoy this one. Two blondes were on their way to Disneyland when they saw a sign that says Disneyland left. So they turned around and went home.
Robin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified 19-year-old man from Chicago, Illinois. And, Miles, you brought this story up earlier. Today's honoree is a strange person, but it turns out that his strangeness may have saved his life. All right, so he's at a Cubs game at Wrigley Field. Miles, as you said, they still have the people that manually change the score, the innings, the strikeout with the big metal letters. Well, as it happened, one of these guys dropped one of these big-ass metal numbers. All right, and the problem is there are seats below the scoreboard. So lo and behold, this foot-long metal piece ends up landing on the head of a fan that's watching the game. All right, and this is not good. It is a long drop. It's a heavy piece of metal. And it could have killed him. But lucky for this guy, he only needed a few stitches. Why would you only need a few stitches when a big piece of metal hits you? Because as it turns out, this dude happened to be wearing a bucket on his head at the time.
No one knows why he had a bucket on his head, but he had a bucket on his head. And when this thing fell down, it hit the bucket, not his head. Still did a little damage. He had to go to the hospital, got like 5 stitches. But in the end, he ended up being fine. And again, no one knows why he had a bucket on his head.
But he had a bucket on his head.
He had a bucket on his head. And I know everyone at that game had to think, wow, man, that's a crazy dude just sitting there with a bucket on his head.
Hey, he's just sitting at the game.
He's watching the game.
Randomly with a bucket.
Yes, he has a bucket on his head. And as it turns out, as luck would have it, when this metal piece falls from the scoreboard, it managed to hit him and no one else.
Yeah, was it a smaller bucket?
I'm not sure, man. I don't know. They just point out. They said, look, there was a big commotion to people in the sitting
well,
in the area.
Well, there's a thud because of the bucket on his head. So they heard like, boing, like they heard him hit.
Right. They don't know what it is. They turn around and, you know, he's kind of staggering a bit. And they realize, oh, the guy with the bucket on his head got hit by a piece of metal.
How convenient.
Maybe he knew in advance. See, that would be a good horoscope. Right? Aries, you might want to put a bucket
it's
on
like
your head.
It's like the guy that brings his glove to the game in anticipation of catching a foul ball does.
You think that's why the guy wore the bucket? Yeah, I'd say
it's dangerous
something.
Out there.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Hey.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola. Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9-844-999-OLA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.